For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, what have you seen lately?
You know, I went up to the Jewish Community Center, the Maxine and Robert Seller Theater up in Gettysville, and I saw Bad Jews, the comedy by Joshua Harmon. And it doesn't sound like it would be a comedy at all. It's about the three grandchildren of a beloved papa who is a Holocaust survivor, and they are arguing over who is to inherit his Kai pendant, the little symbol of life and luck, which he kept under his tongue while in a concentration camp for 2 years.
Mm.
And two cousins, each feels entitled to it, one because he wants to use it to propose to his girlfriend, his non-Jewish girlfriend, may I add, and the other because she is devoutly religious. And it's these three cousins, two of them just behaving abominably, absolutely abominably, played entertainingly by Aaron Lee Dandies and Adam Rath, doing very, very beautiful work. And the brother of the one, Liam, is played by Nick Stevens, a newcomer, who is also very impressive. But it's interesting how, through such consummate pettiness beneath that, very powerful and important real issues. And that's the beauty of the play, the importance of family, the importance of cultural identity, the importance of legacy. And that's what comes through in this comedy, which has a surprise ending, not as in a surprise ha-ha ending, but one that will leave you, you know, wow. Didn't see that coming. And so I quite enjoyed Bad Jews.
Speaking of cultural identity, over at the Paul Robeson Theater, it's the African American Cultural Center. It's at 350 Maston Avenue, about a block away from Utica. Fetch Clay, Make Man. There's a pun there in the title, Clay.
The pun on Cassius Clay. And it's interesting, something I was really unaware of, that the movie star from the 40s, Stepan Fetchit, even older, Stepan Fetchit was the stage name of Lincoln Perry, I believe his name, and he, born in 1902, the first African-American movie actor to become a millionaire. But he did this lazy, shuffling, mischief-making character for which, once civil rights happened, he was terribly criticized for having perpetuated a stereotype. Then very late in his life, he was befriended by Muhammad Ali, whose name had been Cassius Clay previous to his conversion to Islam, and they became good friends, and he was eventually celebrated by Hollywood as a pioneer of the industry. And so this play is about the friendship between Muhammad Ali and Stepan Fetchit. Intriguingly, like Bad Jews, it's all about the importance of cultural identity and self-awareness, and really some wonderful acting in this. An actor going just by the name of Fisher, who is playing Stepan Fetchit, wonderfully engaging and entertaining. New to town, Johnny Rowe, who's come to Buffalo with his wife and family. There were actors in another community, but he's, you know, hit the ground with a vengeance. Quite a leading man type, playing Muhammad Ali. Also in this cast, delightful ingenue, Courtney Turner playing the first Mrs. Muhammad Ali, and Leon Copeland, who is a stalwart of the Paul Robeson Theater. Intriguing little episode from history played out on the stage at the Paul Robeson Theater.
Fetch Clay, Make Man. Like Bad Jews, it's up through Sunday, February 28th. At the New Phoenix Theater, Shakespeare, but not a play, Love's Passionate Fire, Shakespeare's sonnets. How are they going to do this? I mean,
we will find out. It opens tonight. But
okay.
I think we'll be seeing a lot of Shakespeare over the next year. April 23rd, 2016 marks the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. They have lavished some very lively talent. Kelly Bocock Natale also, as a director, I think that her strength is playful inventiveness.
We loved her Macbeth over at the New Phoenix.
Yes.
We loved her Midsummer Night's Dream over at the New Phoenix. Love's Passionate Fire opens tonight at the New Phoenix Theater, 95 Johnson Park in downtown Buffalo. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.